written 300 years before. An unnamed prophet says there's coming a man. His name will be Josiah. He's going to tear down these altars. And he's going to call God. He's going to call Israel back to God. What happened? The prophet looked into the future. The unnamed prophet. Got to get this. The unnamed prophet looked into the future. And he saw a king named Josiah. Now, I'm sure the unnamed prophet probably thought when he's talking to Jeroboam, he probably thought it was the next king, I would imagine. I'm sure he doesn't know it's 300 years from now. But whatever, he looks in the future and he sees a king named Josiah. And he begins to prophesy that there will be a king named Josiah. Kind of an odd name. There's not another Josiah in the whole Bible. And what happens? That word begins to impregnate the atmosphere. You with me? The word begins to impregnate the atmosphere. The atmosphere is impregnated. Remember, Jesus said that the sower went out to sow seed. The word seed there is the word sperma. We get our word sperm from it. Paul said that I'm preaching, I'm laboring till Christ is formed in you. The atmosphere is impregnated with the sperm of God through the word of God from the unnamed prophet. And suddenly somebody in the king lineage names their kid Josiah. I think that's why he was 8 years old when he became king, youngest king in Israel's history. I don't think God can wait anymore. And guess what happened? Words become worlds and history becomes his story. How did it happen? A prophet looked into the future and called what was not as though it was. Let me give you one more example. Acts chapter 3. We're getting close to landing. Peter and John, you know the temple. Man at the temples. Lame. He asked for money. They said, we're pastors. We don't have any money. But what we have, we give to you. And you know the story. The man walked, leaped, and praised God. It creates a crowd. Peter starts to preach to the crowd. Do you remember the story? And it's a long message, but I just want to pick up the last piece of Peter's exhortation. We know that they're about to get saved, right? This crowd's about to get saved. They say, what shall we do to be saved? Peter makes a statement. And likewise, verse 24, and likewise, all the prophets who've spoken from Samuel and his successors onward announced these days. Okay, did you hear what I just said? And likewise, Peter's preaching in the middle of his message, he says, and likewise, Samuel and his successors announced these days. It is you who are the sons of the prophets, of the covenant which God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, in your seed, same word, sperma, in your seed shall all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, I used to think he was saying, you know, the sons of the prophets in the Old Testament.